Mike the intern on a started. Don't do that. Let me do it again. I don't know, Mike the intern on what? A desert island? Where the hell am I? Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Mike the intern having another great conversation with my good friend Samantha over at Community Partnership of the Ozarks. They want to take care of your mental health, and that is what this is all about. Samantha, thank you for joining me once again for a great conversation.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me again. I appreciate it.
So obviously right now everyone is disconnected. And I know that that's a hard thing to understand, but we're all at home. We're not getting to go to our friends for barbecues anymore. We're not sitting in line to pick up our kids from school and talking to the other school moms about how their week was. Even all those little things, they add up. And we're humans, we're social. That's, you look at the apes and monkeys, they're social. That's what we are. So we're social. And obviously we can't be that way right now, but it is so important right now that you do stay connected. Take those people that you see every day that you can't see anymore. You call them, you take time to call your dad and your mom every Sunday or every day, whoever, whatever it is. Do that with your friends. Call them, say, what's going on? What'd you do today? Where are you watching? Text them on Facebook, hit them up wherever it is you are, play video games with your friend. The point is, stay connected.
Yes, you're so right. And right now we are physically distancing. We're not able to see people in person, but we can still stay connected, whether it's through those different ways that you listed, through video chats. That's been my favorite thing. I've been talking to my family more than I ever have because, I mean, what else do we have to do besides talk to people in that way, whether it's through a phone call, a simple text message, or even just catching up through social media? We still can stay connected. And honestly, I feel like this is going to be such a great way to grow even deeper in our relationships than we ever have before, because we don't have distractions.
No,
we don't have the phone because we're using it to talk face to face with people through video. And there's nothing else going on to distract us and take away from these conversations. And I think that is one of the good things that's going to come through this, and a great way to continue and grow in our connections with people.
I felt the exact same way when this thing started. I felt like I'm a big believer in looking into the positive things and trying to find positive in whatever situation you are in. And I felt like maybe we'd find some humanity throughout this. And maybe our, like you said, our connections would get stronger throughout this, and we'd find out better ways to stay connected and to tell the people we love them. And even the people that we don't, you know, for example, a couple days ago, our sales staff, you know, I used to joke every year when they'd go off on these trips, I'd be like, oh, right, they're gone. Second Christmas, let's go. Now, 3 weeks in, I miss them all, every single one of them. I'm not making jokes about it. And so I jumped on a Zoom call with them, and it was so good just to have that connection with them, seeing how they were doing, having a conversation with them. You know, you take for granted those 5-minute chats you have every day, and you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? You sometimes go above and beyond to kind of avoid them. You know, you see someone at the store, you're like, and you creep around the aisle and you try not to get around them. Well, now even the worst person, I'd grab them and I'd hug them. I'd say, let's talk for 30 minutes about whatever. I don't care. But that's extremely important, especially right now. And if you feel like you know someone in your life that doesn't have a lot of friends, that doesn't have a lot of family, but you know them, reach out to them. Make it a point to talk to them, text them, whatever you can. You know, recently we've been doing a lot of Discord chats and video chats, and like putting playlists together and just watching YouTube videos together as a group. We can talk to each other and we can watch the screen just like we're doing now. It's not that hard. You can do it from your phone. You don't have to be a tech wizard to figure it out. Just little things like that are super important.
Yes, I agree. And if you are someone that maybe doesn't have someone to talk to, or someone to reach out to if you are having a hard time, there are different hotlines that I recommend looking up: the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Even our local NAMI has a warm line. So even if you're not in crisis, but you just need someone to talk to, just Google that number and give them a call, and they'll be there to talk to you about anything that you need to talk about.
And that's extremely important. And again, if you are in that position and you do kind of feel isolated, you feel alone, you don't feel like you have anyone to reach out to, call those people. Hell, call me in the studio. I'm here 5 to 10 every morning. I'll talk to you every single day. Joe's here every Saturday. Jay's here. We're here for you 24/7. Call us. We'll talk to you. Hit hit us on Facebook, whatever. Nothing's too little, and we're there for you. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for saying that.